Today's show is brought to you by Tee It Up for the Troops. Divots can be replaced, freedom cannot.
There's a lot of nonprofit organizations out there.
Not like the Ace Train Show.
I don't care if it sounds crazy and has a brain injury. He is funniest.
Ace Train Show has to be my favorite show.
You're listening to the Ace Train Show.
We're in the business to make dreams come true.
Thank you to all the vets out there.
The Ace Train
Show. I've seen a lot of stuff in my life, but that was awesome.
You ain't seen nothing yet.
Broadcasting from the Railhead Station Studios here in Colorful, Colorado, it is another edition of the H-Train Show, where here our only mission is to show veterans and our men and women all over the world in uniform that there are programs out there beyond the VA. My name's H-Train, and thank you for riding with me today. Before we get started, I just want to really quick iterate that you can go to mbradio.us, that's mikebravoradio.us, and we're in the lounge, or you can simply download the MBR mobile app through the App Store or Play Store, depending on which device you have, iPhone or Android. Today's show is taped live, and we will rerun Friday, the same time, same bat channel, as well, in case you missed it. We will also replay the same episode Sunday at 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on irnbroadcast.com. That, too, has its own app on Android device. But for more information or if you've missed anything, check us out on our Facebook page for info at H-Train Show. Today's interview of the week is U.S. Paralympic snowboarder Nicole Rowdy. I don't know if I should say U.S. Paralympic snowboarder or Paralympic athlete, because we all know that snowboarders aren't really athletes. Okay, I guess that was a bad joke. All right, anyways. So today's interview, of course, is Nicole Rowdy. Our transition troop of the week is investigator Andrew Pergani. Our tribute to the troop is Daniel E. Martin. And our two-minute warning, if you didn't realize, this is what we do when we preview who we have for next week. They're the guests. And I kind of explain what I learned today in today's episode. So, without further ado, let's get started. Before we go, I've been trying to do this, what I call the community calendar. And I've got to be honest with you, I don't have a whole lot. But what I do have is very, very coming up soon. This is happening, I believe, this week. I'd have to look at the dates. But this Saturday, I think it's this. No, it's in a couple of weeks. Saturday, August 5th, 2017, they're having a Colorado clay shooting park. And that's happening out there at KOA. The address is 13600 Lane Wood Street, Brighton, Colorado, 80603. This is a nonprofit that is in charge of taking our soldiers, and I believe it's even civilians as well. It's Outdoor Buddies. If you need more information, you can go on their Facebook page or their email and request more information. But just so you know, they're looking for shooters, they're looking for teams, and you can reach them by going to simply outdoorbuddies, At least that's what it that's what it's showing. You know, Google Outdoor Buddies. If you still don't know or need more information, just message us on our Facebook page. That's how we'll address that, because I don't really see a thing in the email. Also, one more thing, a poker run that is happening, the third annual Private Daniel Tapp Memorial Support the Warrior Poker Run, September 9th, 2017. It's at Platte River Bar and Grill. That address is 5995 South Santa Fe Drive, Littleton, Colorado, 80120. Proceeds go to Veterans Charities. You get a free breakfast, burritos. You get it's a beautiful bike ride. They're going to have it's $20 per hand. All vehicles welcome. Sign up at 09 or a last bike out at 11. Food, they're having food and 50-50 drawing and a live band at the Platte. And it looks like some of the stops that are happening is in Kiowa, and Gil and Julia's Bar and Grill, or maybe that's G.I. Joe's Bar and Grill, the Wild Game Entertainment Experience, the Platte and Waterton Tavern, Cold Beer, Big Burgers. So those look like the rides. If you missed anything or would like to know more information, please contact us on our Facebook page and we will set you up, I promise. We have had a lot of success this last week with the show. We are now averaging around 300 listens a week, and that's because of you. You are helping veterans. I'm telling you, if you're not a veteran and you know a veteran, you would not believe how much help that we can get them. Also, just giving you a heads up, we are getting laptops that are donated, some old laptops. We're going to be distributing those to veterans that are jobless and homeless so that we can kind of kickstart their career goals and stuff. We are working with the nonprofit in that aspect. We're still writing up the proposal, but the nonprofit that we have chose, it's not set in stone. So if you're a nonprofit and you are interested in being that distributor, it's a win-win. Please message us on our Facebook page and let us know, or email us at htrainshow@mbradio.us, and we'll make a connection and do that. So if you have a laptop, it's old as dirt, like a Commodore or something, send it. It doesn't need to be great. It just needs to be something that we can put Word on and we can put an operating system on. So you would be surprised of what kind of laptops we have had so far. I'm not even joking. Exactly. All right, everybody, it is that time. We're going to go on a music break. And when we come back, it is this week's interview of the week. We'll be talking with none other than Nicole Rowdy, U.S. Paralympic athlete, snowboarder. So whatever you do, don't go away. Stay with us. You're listening to The H-Train Show right here on Military Brotherhood Radio, radio with a reason.
Yeah. sit down. Got some mixy love on his jacket. Ain't in his head now. You marry him, your father will condone you. How about that now? You marry me, your father will disown you. He need his head now. Marry him or marry me. I'm the one that left him, baby. Can't you see? I ain't got no bitch over the tree, but I don't want a pretty lover ought to be. I don't want a pretty lover ought to be. Said, just go ahead now, and if you like to tell me, baby, just go ahead now, and if you wanna buy me flowers, just go ahead now, and if you like to talk for hours, just go ahead now. That's what I said now, princess, princess who adore you. Just go ahead now, one has diamonds in his pockets, and that's a friend now. This one who wants to buy you rockets, ain't in his head now. Marry him or marry me, I'm the one that let me live, but can't you see? I ain't got no bitch up in the tree, but I know what a pretty lover ought to be. I know what a pretty lover ought to be. Just go ahead now, and if you like to tell me, baby, just go ahead now, and if you wonder about me flowers, just go ahead now, and if you like to talk for hours, just go ahead now, and if you want to call me, baby, just go ahead now, and if you like to tell me, baby, just go ahead now, and if you like to buy me flowers, just go ahead now, and if you
Alicia Shepwick with Courage on All Fronts, and this is the H-Train Show.
Interview of the Week is sponsored by Laura Errico, President of Laura Errico Public Relations, LLC.
All right, everyone, we are back. And once again, you're listening to the H Train Show right here on Military Brotherhood Radio, Radio with a Reason. And this week's interview of the week is none other than 8-time World Cup medalist, Paralympian Nicole Rowdy. She graced us with her time this morning so that she could explain her story. You know, when I first met Nicole, and yeah, she's on the line, so I'm just drawing here, but when I met Nicole, I didn't know her full story until I read her story one day, and I told Nicole, I never knew your full story. And sometimes we see people and we see their disabilities and we're amazed of what they have done, what they have accomplished, but until you really know and you peel the onion from the onion, you really don't know what's inside. And I read her story and I was amazed. I mean, it just gave me goosebumps reading her story. And Nicole has graced us with her time this morning. She is on the line. Thank you, Nicole, for being on the show. I really appreciate it.
Hi, Joe. Thanks so much for having me.
So, Nicole, let's start by saying, there might be some of my listeners, there might be some of the show's listeners out there that don't fully know who Nicole Rowdy is. So tell us a little bit about yourself and tell us, who is Nicole Rowdy?
That is a great question. Who am I? You know, I'm just a girl out here trying to live my life the best that I can. I was diagnosed with cancer, so osteosarcoma, which is a rare form of bone cancer, when I was 8 years old. I was born and raised in Salt Lake. I have two brothers, and up until my diagnosis, I think I lived a pretty normal life. I was very active. I loved the color pink and purple. Very happy little girl. Got along with everybody. And cancer is definitely a life-changing diagnosis. Anyone that's been affected by it has seen somebody go through it. It changes your perspective, it changes your reality, and it can be devastating. The reality of which was that in October of that year, so I'd been on chemotherapy for about 3 months, and the doctors told me that my best chance of living, of surviving, was to amputate my right leg. You know, that was 20 years ago. So this has been a while.
Wow.
But I made that decision because I wanted to live. I wanted to have a chance to find out what I could do with my life and what kind of a person I could become. I remember growing up, I felt very out of place. I didn't fit in with my peers. I was trying to be the same person that I used to be prior to cancer, and I just wasn't that person anymore. I tried out for basketball, volleyball. I did all the things that everyone wants to do in high school, and it just didn't fit. And then in 2002, when the Olympics came to my hometown of Salt Lake City, Utah, I remember watching snowboarders boost out of the half pipe. And I just had this overwhelming feeling of awe. You know, it was indescribable how empowered I felt watching that, seeing that energy, that happiness, these athletes that were just going out there, having fun, spending time with their friends, and I wanted that. I hadn't felt passionate about life in so long, and I wanted to feel that passion that they had. But, you know, you've got to realize that, what was it, 13 years ago now?
Right,
the world is a very different place.
Right.
And prosthetics were not very impressive back then. They were pretty basic hinges. And this was before 9/11. This was before the Iraq and Afghanistan wars. And there just wasn't a lot of access at that time. And so much of the industry, the ski industry, the prosthetic industry, they thought that an action sport like snowboarding would be impossible for me.
Right.
They really discouraged me away from that. I tried skiing. I admit it. I tried downhill skiing.
We won't tell nobody.
But it wasn't for me. There was something that drew me into snowboarding that I just couldn't find in skiing. And it really encouraged me to pursue it.
Now, when you was a little girl and you saw, you know, these snowboarders, these heroes at Salt Lake, and I know nothing about snowboarding. Me and you both know that. So when I mention the only guy's name that I know, I don't even know if he was around at that time. But what is his name? White. I don't think he was around that time. But when you saw these heroes, these Olympians, you know, doing the half pipes and snowboarding, or when you saw these Olympians doing that, did you ever think to yourself that you was going to be there someday?
It was a dream. It wasn't, you know, I didn't be snowboarding and say, I'm going to be a Paralympic snowboarder.
Right, right.
I just wanted to be able to get on the snow and try it. That was it. I didn't have any motivation to actually pursue it professionally. That's something that came with time. Mm. It's something that I saw much later.
And did you saw... No, go ahead. I'm sorry.
I was recreational snowboarding for 2 years.
Okay.
I wasn't very good. In fact, I was horrible. and then I got a random call asking me to come to a national competition, just give it a try the park. And I thought, you know, why not? Let's try. You got to start somewhere. And I booked a ticket, got in the car, and drove out to Tahoe and competed at a national competition.
Nice. And just the passion that you had. Do you think it's more of a passion of being on the snow as a snowboarder, or do you think it was more of a passion that, you know, you wanted to be a part of a team once again? Because I'm sure you played sports and stuff in high school.
I did play sports. And that's having a place of belonging. I think that that's something that everybody wants and everyone desires.
Right.
A place to also realize what they're capable of, what their talents are, and just feel like they belong somewhere.
Right.
That they have an impact on the world. And
right.
I don't think I realized that at the time, but I initially was just so passionate about snowboarding. I loved it so much. Being in the mountains, the fresh air, that feeling of freedom as you get up to speed and carve down a slope. That's incredible on its own. So the thought of combining both of those things, that felt incredible to me.
Yeah, you know, one thing that I've learned, I have done a lot of different things trying to find that fill in the heart, you know, that passion. You know, you can like doing a lot of things. Like, I'm sure you like bowling as much as I do, but I'm not very good at bowling. Unless you find something that you're very good at, you're not going to find that passion. You're not going to keep feeding that passion, and you have found a passion that you're good at, I don't think I'm going too far-fetched here, but you're one of the best of the best in the whole entire world, and you have the trophies and you have the medallions to prove that. You've went to Sochi.
I did.
And tell us a little bit about that experience for you, because that was the first time that you was on the biggest stage in the world.
You know, it's an absolute honor to get to represent your country, to be able to wear the red, white, and blue, and know that you worked hard to get there, that you sacrificed, that you dedicated yourself, and that you deserve to be there. That is an incredible feeling. But I think it's important to realize that you don't win them all. I didn't do well in 50. And for every person that's on the podium, there's a handful of athletes that maybe didn't have a good day.
Right.
They didn't do well, and they're disappointed. And I felt that disappointment walking away from Sochi. But that is also a very important part of growing and becoming better.
Right.
If you don't experience that, you can't rise above it. And that is what Sochi was for me. It was an opportunity to realize where I'm at and realize how much more I can be and to rise above that moment of my life.
So coming back from Sochi, is there some things you've been speaking? What has been the best thing that has touched your heart now that you're Paralympian status. If you want to learn more about Nicole Rowdy, maybe I didn't ask the right question. You can learn more about her at NicoleRowdy.com. She has a website. You can go right there and read all about her. She does speaking engagements all over the world. My thing is there anything coming back from Sochi? Is there one thing that has really touched you since you've done these speaking engagements? Have you met a relationship that has just made you want to fight even more to rise above it, as you said?
I think so. Again, we can always... Disappointment and failure, per se, it's just an opportunity to try again. It's an opportunity to find a better perspective and overall grow as a person. And sometimes that doesn't always mean doing the same thing again. Sometimes that means you just have to grow as an individual. And I'm hoping to represent the United States in Pyeongchang in March of this coming year. And try again. And I want to be able to walk away from the games this time and know that I put in the work, I put in the effort, and I left everything out there. And I've been incredibly blessed the last couple of years to have a veteran in my life. He has become my partner and my best friend. And we're kind of taking this journey of the Paralympics together. And that having that support and knowing that I can lean on him has been a game changer for me. So I'm really grateful and excited to be able to take that into the games this time.
Awesome. Well, Nicole, I appreciate you. We're running out of time, but you know, the last question that I have that I ask all my people, all my interviewees is, We call this last question your time to shine. Maybe I didn't ask the right question. Maybe I didn't ask the right question to set up for, you know, that question. You have something that you would like to add to NBR Radio's listeners, to the H-Train listeners, to those little kids with disabilities, or those soldiers getting out of the hospital and, you know, they have that huge ape on their back and they don't know which direction to go. What would you like to tell them today?
Always reach out. I have a Facebook page. I get a lot of questions through Instagram. I'm very busy, but I always make time for the people who need help or reach out to me. So do not be afraid to ask. I am an open book. A lot of people think that some questions are too invasive or too personal, and I've been asked them all. So please reach out to me. I would love to hear from anyone and everyone. Thank you so much.
Awesome. Thank you so much. Ladies and gentlemen, once again, that is none other than Nicole Rowdy, 8-time World Cup medalist for our U.S. Paralympics. All right, everybody, and now it is that time. We're going on a music break, and when we come back off this music break, it's another transition troop. We're going to speak to Investigator Andrew Prugani. Oh, and just so you know, I forgot to mention, the first song of the music break was Limp Bizkit, Nookie. The second song was Two Princesses, Spin Doctors. These next song is Fly Sugar Ray, featuring Supercat, and Sublime Santeria. So, once again, you're listening to the H Train Show right here on Military Brotherhood Radio. Stay with us. Don't go away.
What it is? All nice and decent, slip the crew. This is Mr. Cat and Sugar Ray riding through. One me I tell a man she have me intoxicated. But her love high, man like a genie. When I call with a fly. So me I say a virgin to me. I beg her maybe the first try. So the water come out. Whoa.
Yeah, this is Mike Villalobos from Blue Collar Criminals. You're tuned in to the H Train Show.
Transition Troops. Sponsored by Bel Air Cases.
Bel Air Cases.
All right, once again, you're listening to the H-Train Show right here on Military Brotherhood Radio, Radio with a Reason. On the line, we have Investigator Andrew Pergani. He is our Transition Troop of the Week. Andrew agreed to come on and give his kind of story on how he transitioned from the military to civilian life. He's been very successful. In fact, he might talk a little bit about his nonprofit that he as an investigator for. So, Andrew, thanks for coming on the show and giving your advice, getting your suggestions, telling your success story so other veterans might learn from it.
Well, Joel, thanks for having me today. I transitioned out quite a while back. It's more like 12 years ago now. And the transition wasn't quite easy because it came with this fundamental experience of what we, what I always referred to as a loss of identity. And there were some times that we struggled, that I struggled, and some of my former colleagues did as well, where I made a very conscious effort to really embrace aspects of true warriorship and get away from military for the most part, as far as my daily life goes. So I embraced various different treatment modalities for dealing with PTSD and being open to the notion of needing to learn about trauma and getting on the path to healing. And then, you know, there comes the time where you have a choice between moving forward or being stuck. Or as somebody that I value very much once said to me, you can get busy living or you can get busy dying. And I made the choice to get busy living. And there's other things, you know, employment was a big role, reintegration back into the civilian workforce, having mentors, having some peer assistance. And that's it in a nutshell.
Can you shed some light on some of the alternative medicines that I don't know if you want to call it medicines or alternative routes that helped you transition?
Yeah, it's not necessarily alternative medicine. It's just I had to really spend a lot of time learning about trauma and what trauma is. And I for myself, came to the conclusion based on all the literature that I read that trauma is a neurophysiological event that takes place and that there's much more to treating trauma than just psychotherapy. And once you start approaching trauma from the neurophysiology aspect, then you can do various body work things that help with bringing you back into some sort of balance. Exercise is a big thing. I did yoga. I meditated. Spent a lot of time embracing the philosophy of Buddhism. I spent time with a Zen Buddhist monk, you know, things of that nature. And a lot of it actually, you know, it had to deal with acknowledging that at some point in time you're broken and that's okay. And it's okay to not be okay. You know, find different things that either work or don't work. I can tell you there's things that I encountered that necessarily work for me. They work for others. So it's really an individual path that most people need to take, but you have to be disciplined about it and you have to be continuous with it. It's really important also to recognize that this is not something that someone does for, you know, a certain short period of time and then it's over, because it's never over. It will never be over. It will always be there, but you can arm yourself with the tools and the knowledge to navigate this profound human experience that, you know, many, many veterans come home with. It does not have to define you. It does not have to limit you. There's this thing often referred to as post-traumatic growth. Yeah, that's, I hope that answers the question that you had. I know it was a little long-winded there, but.
No, it does. And, you know, you kind of answered it, you know. Your transition came to you, you know, with success by a lot of reading and a lot of, you know, investigating yourself, your inner self. Do you have any tips or suggestions for my veterans that are listening today?
Any and all veteran, any veteran should read a book called At Hell's Gate, Soldier's Journey from War to Peace, written by a guy named Claude Thomas. Absolutely recommend that. The second book I recommend as a must read is a book called The Power of Now by an individual named Eckhart Tolle. And those two should, you know, should set a foundation to set people on a path And, you know, like I said, body work, yoga. I recommend for everybody to do yoga. The other thing is I think it's important, as I have seen for myself and with others, that embracing some sort of disciplined spiritual practice every day is important. When I say spiritual, I don't mean religious. I have a friend, for example, former operator. His disciplined spiritual practice is fly fishing, which he does every day. It helps him, you know, become present and be in the present moment and embrace the concept of living in the present moment. Because as veterans, we spend an enormous amount of time living either in the past or in the future. And, you know, when you look at that, those things are non-realities. They don't exist. The only thing that exists is the present moment. So having a disciplined spiritual practice, whatever it may be, and it can be various different things, whether it's cycling. You know, you and I, we have a skiing background. Some people like hiking. You know, it could be meditating. Could be playing music. Any one of those things. But I think it's important to embrace that and to adopt that.
All right, great. Andrew, once again, Andrew Pergani is a private investigator. We'll have his nonprofit on the show. Hopefully in the next couple of months when the time is convenient. He's a pretty busy man. But, Andrew, thank you so much for being on the show. I appreciate it.
All right, Joel, thank you, and God bless.
Thank you. All right, everybody, and it is now that time for Tribute to Troops, and then we'll go on our music break. Danny, take it away.
Tribute to Troops, sponsored by Custom Paint and Body by Trek Design.
This is an MBR moment of heroism.
Sir, I don't know how to tell this story.
Well, you got to, Joe. You tell the American people what these men did here. You tell them how my troopers died.
Hey folks, Danny Ray here. You know, a Wild and Woolly Wednesdays with Danny Ray, right here on Military Brotherhood Radio. Well, I've been asked to do the tribute to the troops again this week, and that is exactly what we're going to do. My tribute this week goes out to Daniel E. Martin, 68 years old. He passed away February 8th, 2016. He was born in Logansport, Indiana, on June 10th, 1947, to Jimmy Martin and Norma Jean Allen Martin. He was a 1965 graduate of Camden High School. He served with the U.S. Marine Corps from 1965 to 1969, with a year of that service being in Vietnam. On March 28th, 1970, he married Lynette Coller, and she survives today. Daniel worked at Globe Valve in Delphi until their closing, and then at Parrott's Meat and Catering until his retirement in 2010. Farming was his love, and Danny loved working with many area farmers when he could. He was a member of the Rockfield Christian Church and American Legion Post number 413 at Camden. Surviving with his wife Lynette are three daughters, Michelle, Joel Redmond, Camden, Tricia, Dan Daugherty of McCordsville, Indiana, and Beth with Eric Moeller, Fishers, Indiana. Eight grandchildren, Kylie Redmond, Josie Redmond, Lacey Daugherty, Josiah Daugherty, Maria Daugherty, Kenick Daugherty, Sophia Moeller, and Joshua Daniel Moeller, and two sisters, Connie Grandstaff of Camden and Kay Lynn Finley of West Fargo, North Dakota. That's my tribute to the troops, Mr. Daniel E. Martin.
right, Danny Ray, thank you so much for doing the tribute to the troops. I hope you guys had a good time. Our show is about to end. We're getting closer to the closer. We're going to go on a music break, and when we come back, we're going to preview who we talk to next week, and I'm going to share to you what I learned this week during the show and this week and all. So whatever you do, stay with us. Don't go away. You're listening to the H-Train Show right here on Military Brotherhood Radio. The song for our selection is Cake the Distance. Stay with us. Don't go away.
Starting line. Engines pumping and thumping in time. The green light flashes, the flags go up. Churning and burning, they yearn for the cup. They deftly maneuver and muscle for rank. Fuel burning fast on an empty tank. Reckless and wild, they pour through the turns. Their prowess is potent and secretly stern. As they speed through the finish, the flags go down. The fans get up and they get out of town. The arena is empty, except for one man still driving and striving as fast as he can. The sun has gone down and the moon has come up. And long ago somebody left with the cup. But he's driving and striving and hugging the turns and thinking of someone for whom he still burns. He's going the distance. He's going for speed. She's all alone in a time of need. Because he's racing and pacing and plotting the course. He's fighting and biting and riding on his horse. He's going the distance. No trophy, no flowers, no flashbulbs, no wine. He's haunted by something he cannot define. Bowel shaking earthquakes of doubt and remorse assail him, impale him with monster truck force. In his mind, he's still driving, still making the grade. She's hoping in time that her memories will fade. Cause he's racing and pacing and plotting the course. He's fighting and fighting and riding on his horse. The sun has gone down and the moon has come up. And long ago somebody left with the cup. But he's striving and driving and hugging the turns and thinking of someone for whom he still burns. Cause he's going the distance. He's going for speed. She's all alone in a time of need. Because he's racing and pacing and plotting the course. He's fighting and biting and riding on his horse. He's racing and pacing and plotting the course. He's fighting and biting and riding on his horse. He's going the distance. He's going for speed. He's going the distance.
My name is Nico Marcolongo, founder of Buddy Bowl, football for charity, and you're listening to the H-Train Show.
Back, and once again, you're listening to the H-Train Show right here on MBR, Military Brotherhood Radio, where it is our job to connect with our veterans and our men and women all over the world with today's music and with today's benefits. And this show is no different. We heard from Nicole Rowdy talking about, you know, her journey. Gave her inspirational cancer story to maybe motivate some of those veterans that are, like Andrew Pregani said, finding their identification, you know, finding their personality, finding, you know, kind of like Sheldon, finding his spot on the couch. So depending on how you look at the show, today's show is no different. But it is that time, everybody. It is the 2-minute warning.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 1. We have ignition. Strap in.
It's the 2-minute warning.
2-minute warning.
What we learned today.
Are you not entertained? Are you not entertained?
Sponsored by Common Ground Golf Course in Colorado. A place for all and all the game teaches.
All right, so all I can say is what I learned today was that everybody has the same kind of disability. Everybody. They have the same kind of disability when they get out of the military and to the civilian world. And that disability is they have to find themselves. They have to find what they can do to replace what they're missing. You know, if you've been in the military for 2 years or you've been in the military for 5 years, it doesn't matter. Every single day, you're continuously being told what to do. And you're not being told what to do when you get out, unless you go to a job. But still, in that job, they're not really telling you what to do. They're giving you tasks, and you gotta finish them, you know? I haven't heard very many people getting fired because they don't wear deodorant or because they stink. Maybe people might be staying away from them, but you don't exactly get fired. That's what I'm learning. I'm learning that everybody has the same disability, and that disability is they're not very sure of the way they identify things, the way that they go about their natural daily life. So that's kind of what I learned in today's show. Next week, we talk with John Lujan. He is not only the my best friend, U.S. Paralympic athlete, U.S. Paralympian flag bearer from the Sochi 2014 Winter Olympics, but he's also the spokesperson for Team Semper Fi. And he's going to talk to us about some new programs that Team Semper Fi is now providing all branches, not just the Marines. So, with that being said, it's time for us to end this show. And if you have a nonprofit that you would like to be on the show, go to our website, message us, emails, htrainshow@mbradio.us. We'll get them on. Also, if you have a community calendar event that you would like us to announce, you can do that the same way too. So with that being said, have a great week, everybody. And if you're listening to this for the first time on Friday, have a safe and wonderful weekend. And we will see you guys again next Monday. Once again, you've been listening to the H-Train Show right here on Military Brotherhood Radio. Radio with a reason.